Public schools across America are under siege by radical Islam.
Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks, giving an Islamic slant to our youth. As a result, our youth are subject to the following teachings: learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorize verses of the Quran, adopt a Muslim name, stage a jihad, war against non-Muslims. Well, how did this happen? The ACLU, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Clinton administration joined together and made a clause that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools.
The high school has had Ten Commandment plaques in every classroom, but new tonight, the district has decided it's time to take them down.
Hence, you see the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course, which essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. This also very well explains why my ministry has been under incessant attack for bringing a moral and constitutional message to public schools in our country. And to prove my point, a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States of America. In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabrielle with Act for America, foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. America, why is this happening? In a nation that was founded upon Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that Christians became apathetic, went to sleep, and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? Muslim infiltration into the universities? Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that our government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. How? Well, they are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into America's universities to appoint Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East study.
One of the things that I really love is that I get to teach what I love to teach. So in addition to teaching American literature and world literature, I've also had the wonderful opportunity to develop courses like Arab women writers and Arab and Islamic feminisms.
So on and so forth, who are brainwashing our students with an anti-American for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States of America. In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabrielle with Act for America, foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. America, why is this happening? In a nation that was founded upon Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that Christians became apathetic, went to sleep, and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? Muslim infiltration into the universities? Saudis have taken advantage of the Title VI program that our government implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. How? Well, they are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into America's universities to appoint Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East study.
One of the things that I really love is that I get to teach what I love to teach. So in addition to teaching American literature and world literature, I've also had the wonderful opportunity to develop courses like Arab women writers and Arab and Islamic feminisms.
So on and so forth, who are brainwashing our students with an anti-American point of view. They teach that we are the problem, that our foreign policy is the problem, that our wealth, enlightenment, and success are oppressing the rest of the world. And this explains why Obama is apologizing to other nations. This is why he is targeting the youth vote after this anti-
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams,
"that's the reason you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, I was just pondering this right before today's show, because one of the things that I go through on a daily basis is very much similar to that of Jeremiah the prophet. And I'm not talking about me being anything outside of the fact that I feel the way that he felt when he wrote that he said he was not going to speak in the name of the Lord anymore. It got to the point where he was so sick and tired of coming forth and trying to tell the people the same thing over and over and over again, regardless if it's the art of radio saying the same thing and trying to spin it a different way. To me, the American people have the facts right in front of their face concerning what they're up against now, because I continuously inundate the American people with the important topics. And I also lay to their candor the word of God in the face of the things that they tolerate. So Jeremiah used to go through this on a daily basis. "I'm not going to speak in your name anymore, Lord. I'm tired of telling these people that don't listen to anything." And then 15 minutes later, he's doing it again. But on top of that, right when I was pondering this before the radio show, I started to think of the book of Proverbs. And when I go to Proverbs 1, it's interesting because it's important that we hear the word of God. That's the problem, friends. We've thrown the map book away that applies to every facet of our lives. And we said, we're just going to go ahead and do it our way. That's the first problem. And it's going to be our last problem if we don't get back to fixing the first problem. And what am I talking about right now? It tells us in Proverbs 1:22, it says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." He said, "Turn at my reproof. I'll pour my spirit unto you. I will make my words known unto you." And then he says in verse 24, Proverbs 1, "Because I have called and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand and you did not regard, but you have set at naught," at a distance, "all of my counsel. You would have none of my reproofs," which is the inspiration of the word of God, 2 Timothy 3:16. He said, "I'll also laugh at you and your calamity. I will mock you when your fear cometh." That's where America's at now.
When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. But the Lord said, I've had it with the people. And he said, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. It's interesting how you never hear that from the pulpits of America today. That you can exhaust and exasperate the mercies of God. But yet throughout Scripture, you see it over and over and over again. I mean, isn't that the reason in the New Testament why the Lord said he comes as a thief in the night? That we're to be ready in season and out of season? Isn't that why he tells us that life is but a vapor? Isn't that why he tells us to redeem the time for the days are evil? Exactly. You can exasperate that. You can wear that out. You can ignore it for only so long, as I've said before, friends. You can ignore the truth, but you can't ignore the consequences. And the consequences are now staring the American people in the face. Okay? He said, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer them. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord in departing from iniquity, in dealing with the lawless, Psalm 94:16, the Lord looks for those that will fight against the workers of iniquity. They would none of my counsel, they despised all of my reproof. How many times I have heard people say, I can't stand the things that you talk about. Well, do you think for some reason or another, I take pleasure in bringing forth the information that I bring forth? Hey, folks, you are dealing with 1,000 issues today because you failed to deal with the first one concerning corruption within society. Rather it come from the church first and foremost, or rather it come from the halls of government, you have 1,000 other issues to deal with because you didn't send the message after the first offense, after the first transgression, 1 John 3:4. That is now why you are being inundated with more and more, because the American people, without a shadow of a doubt, have added strength to tyranny through their tolerance and their apathy. Which, by the way, if you look at philosophers of the past, when they say apathy and tolerance, that is the last thing that takes place to a society that's doomed. Americans, it's exactly what the Word of God says. I mean, I can go to John Adams when he said, decadence follows luxury. I mean, the list goes on of how we can use philosophers and the words of men, which only what? Parrot the Word of God. He said, therefore shall the people eat of the fruit of their own ways. That's what's happening in America. And shall be filled with their own devices. You are. Read Isaiah 30. I'll tell you why. Because man has put their faith and trust in man, which brings a curse. Jeremiah 17:5. Then it says, for the turning of the way of the simple, it shall slay them. Because you didn't deal with the issues. Amos 6:3. And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. They had no understanding whatsoever that the enemy allures them away from the cross, while Bradley Dean, being a faithful witness unto you, is continuously driving you to the cross, showing you responsibilities, holding up the Word of God, telling you that the Word declares that we are to repent before God and put our faith in Jesus Christ. And if we don't want to take responsibility, this is what's coming alive today. This is the fruit of eating our own ways, as it talks about in Proverbs 1. And then it says, but whoso hearkeneth unto me, the Lord says, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Praise God for that. I named the show today, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Has anybody taken the time to see who he was talking to? Because when I look at Psalm 50, verse 16, it says, but unto the wicked, those that have a knowledge to do right, to right the wrongs and do it not, those are the ones that are labeled as the wicked before the Lord. He says to you, what hast thou to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mouth, calling yourself a Christian when you don't act out your profession. You're a hypocrite. You're an antinomianist. Verse 17, seeing that you hate instruction and cast my words behind thee. He said, when you saw a thief, you didn't do anything. You consented with him through your apathy, through your tolerance as an accomplice to the crime. And has been partakers with adulterers. Friends with the world is enmity with God. James 4:4. Also put that up against 2 Corinthians 6, starting verse 14. He said, you gave your mouth to evil, and your tongue frameth deceit, because you allied yourself and agreed with the evil, and that's why you spoke of it, rather than using the wisdom of God and bringing forth judgment.
I'm going to come right back. Again, folks, just telling you how I feel today. It's not something that I have any pleasure in getting on this radio program 25 years later, telling the American people things before they come to pass, and then when they come to pass, people are looking for another answer, but it's not the answer that they want to hear, because it requires them
Sons of Liberty,
to respond.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. 8 to 10 articles over there every day. Highly censored, probably the most censored outlet in the country. Others can claim it. We know it. There's a big difference. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please go over there. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, contend for the faith. Anybody want to take a shot at me, have at it, please. Jude 3 and 4. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Okay, heaven and the Constitution is the only stability that we have in this country, friends, and it's being eradicated. We're under a warfare. We're under attack. We're being leveraged against right now from within, not without. This is clearly the judgment of God. I would go so far as to say, friends, that I'm probably one of the only, I'm guessing five
outlets that's actually telling you prophetically exactly where we're at, verbatim, in great specificity. Is that garnering attention to me? Absolutely not. That's why people stay away, because they know I'm right. They don't stay away because they know I'm wrong, friends. They stay away because they know I'm right. Okay, and why am I right? Not because Bradley's right within himself, but Bradley's rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And I'm holding to the signs, the mall map that says, this is where you're at. Okay, this is where you're at right now, friends. You're going under judgment seven times more. And friends, if you can't see what I'm talking about, okay. That's on you, not on me. I don't know how. I'm looking down on social media platforms right now, and I get people taking shots or dropping comments all the time, and I wish people would clarify good, bad, or indifferent. It matters not. But I wish they would call in and kind of make clear as to what it is that they're sharing. That number's 281-845-4704. But somebody just said this to me, and where they came up with this, the only thing I can see it is it being out of context concerning the scripture. But I see Oren, I don't know who you are, I'm not going after you, but you said the natural man is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can he be. Now, if you're talking about 1 Corinthians 2:14, you have that way out of context. Okay, remember when Jesus was talking to his apostles, and he gave unto them parables, and he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them that are without it is not, it's withheld. So when you're talking about 1 Corinthians 2:14, remember, he's giving natural parables so people can understand the spiritual lessons that he's imparting. So I hope you understand that, because the way I'm reading this, and again, I'm putting this to question, the way I'm reading this is way out of context, okay? Unless I'm missing something, I'm okay there. I can stand corrected. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Let me continue on this just for a moment, if you don't mind. And then I'm going to cover some of the events that are taking place again in this country. And it's pretty amazing, especially over the last 3 days, we've been covering this massive fraud that's going on in Minnesota. Now we're finding out that it's been going on throughout the country. Yesterday, we had our friend Ron Branster on, who's an expert in Islam and what it is that the UN is doing to make sure and to ensure that these things are taking place across the country. Again, it wouldn't be happening if the church was doing its job. And the church is not doing its job, and it's not the church of Jesus Christ. It lacks. It's unchristian. And there's no other way. Folks, that's why I wrote a book called The Children of the Apostate. This is the problem you're having. You have a belief system that they're leading you to the things of Christ, when in fact, overall, you see this on a national basis. And it's very safe to say today, they're not leading you to Christ. They're leading you to a corrupt political system called Zionism. If it's not their favorite politician, then it's a new version of Christianity. Like you just heard recently, all these Christian preachers that are going over to Israel, just like all the politicians that are selling you out and playing the Judas right in front of your face, like Mike Johnson signing on to another omnibus bill and debting your grandkids as grandkids as grandkids with a smile on his face. Read Luke 22:48. But they're over there now in Israel being raised up by none other than another prime minister who's going by a name that's not his, in modern day Rothschild created Israel, which, by the way, was created by Thomas Herzl with an atheist back in 1898. And let me remind all of these Christian pastors that are going there to swear allegiance, just like to the evil corrupt that we're finding in TPUSA and all that Israeli money going to them. And now we have all these whistleblowers coming out talking about what they're doing, and they're evading taxes and the crimes that are being committed, the honey trap and their alliances to the military industrial complex when it comes to the IDF. You have all the pastors over there now. Well, Netanyahu, a war criminal who tried to take out 3/4 of his own people. I don't know if people are aware of this or not, but friends, are you aware of the fact that Netanyahu, his people have impeached him? His people don't want him there. Did you know that these in Israel, in modern day Israel, you have to serve 2 years in military? Did you know that a lot of the younger people are refusing to serve under Netanyahu? But somehow or another, you have your said pastors that are going over there to serve and to give allegiance like all of your politicians did to Kabbalah? Revelation 3:9? My goodness, friends, if it's not enough for you to understand, going back to Israel, now you have your said pastors going over there showing their allegiance. Yes, they're not born of the Spirit. They're born of the flesh. My goodness. So I told someone just a couple hours ago, I said, it's crazy. You see what they haven't done here in America, but yet somehow or another, they're going to go over there and now they're going to come back changed because now they have a new allegiance, and that's to modern day Israel, which is the synagogue of Satan. You judge them by their fruit, friends. Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Read your Bibles. And who's promoting it more than the mainstream media? And Fox News, that categorized entertainment platform. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. The people keep going back to their vomit over and over. They keep getting the same results. Things get worse, but they don't want to listen to the reproof of the Lord, which is love. It's not hate. Oh my goodness. I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. I'll get to more of that in just a moment. The Lord said they would have none of my counsel, just like right now. They despised all my proof. Now, I'm going to say to all the bad guys too, this applies to you too. You're self-condemned. You're self-inflicted. You are setting yourself for the fall. I know the bad guys think, as I've said before 100 times, they think that they're having their way. No, the more they get closer and they feel that they're finally achieving their goals, what they don't realize is that they have one foot on a banana and the other foot in hell, which is forever. Okay, this is the history of man. And if you look at the prophets and you look at the history of man and you look at judgment when it takes place, notice the bad guys, it catches up with them too. See, what the Lord is doing is taking the evil of men and he's judging the evil of men. He didn't create the evil. He's judging the evil of men. And what that comes down to, friends, is Numbers 32:23, where your sin is now finding you out. That's what's happening. That's what's happening in this country. And judgment applies to every single one of us. We're going to stand before our Creator all by ourselves. 2 Corinthians 5:10. Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, starting in verse 8, you're going to stand before him all on your own, all by yourself, all by yourself. Which brings me to the point, if you don't mind, I'm just going to throw this in here. Right before the show, I seen this Kirk Cameron. Now what he's trying to do is he's trying to minimize God's judgments concerning the eternity of hell that Jesus talked about over and over and over again. He's trying to pull away. And I, as I'm watching Kirk Cameron, I'm sitting there saying to myself, how many of these guys have sold themselves as Christians? And what they do is they get in the body of Christ, as they call it. And then they, because they were actors or they were popular before, they get an automatic following. They're selling to their followers that they're now Christians. Everybody's happy about it, right? And what they do is they start to see them deconstruct the Word of God. Kirk Cameron is saying that he doesn't believe in the eternal hell. One question, especially in the state of society today, what a born-again man that's supposed to bear forth fruit, and when his obedience is fulfilled, he takes vengeance on all disobedience. That is the fruit of the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. Can you tell me if he's really converted, John 3:3, Titus 3:5, if he's really a converted man, can you tell me why he's working against the Spirit of God? And in this day and time, why would he be softening the blow of the judgments of God upon a disobedient nation? I'll tell you why. Because he wants to create a God that's going to be soft on him on Judgment Day as well. But I'm here to tell you, friends, they're not believers. They're unbelievers. Again, the Bible is there to dictate what the church teaches, not the other way around. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think.
and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, I know we're covering a lot here, friends, but it's pretty black and white concerning what we're talking about here. And so I want to, I'll hit some topics here for you because I know the people love to hear this. I just want to show you again what the American people are putting up with. Hey, folks, I'm doing my job. This is where my heart's at. I'm offended by what the American people are putting up with. You need to understand that prophetic people speak on the behalf of the Lord to the people, whereas priests do it the other way around. They speak to the Lord for the people, okay? And I just feel that my heart is where it's at. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? I can't squirrel my way out of who I am. And though I try to do that because I love people in a big way, I love being with people. But you know what's crazy about it? It's like when Jesus went unto his own and his own received them not. You know, like, let me make reference to George Whitefield. At least it's safer to say it that way. He said, man left to himself is half beast and half devil without grace. I understand exactly what he's talking about. I see where people are so in-betweenites. They think that that's the safe place to be, and it's the worst place you could possibly be, because I don't think people realize that Satan owns the fence, right? They walk the fence, per se. That's why Jesus said, get off the fence. And he said, either you're hot or you're cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, in the book of Revelations chapter 3. So anyways, I'm just conveying to you what's in my heart today and how frustrating it is. I know people want answers. I'm always working out the answers. The way that you bring about the answers is you right the wrongs by the power of the Holy Ghost. And you don't have to go too far before there's something that needs to be righted concerning the wrongs that we see in society, which is a perfect segue into this next point. I want you to listen to this. This is this absolute treasonous, un-American mayor named Brandon Johnson. He really seems like he is MK Ultra. I mean, he just sits there and he looks at you like a zombie. I want you to listen carefully as to what's going on in Chicago, because it's not just happening in Minneapolis. Listen to this. It's not happening just in Michigan. It's not just happening in New York. It's happening all over the country, because, again, the church isn't righting the wrongs. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Listen to this.
Mostly black and brown, actually. Tell me that you don't seem to know the difference between illegal aliens and real Chicago citizens. They feel that you are siding with the illegal aliens over them in their communities.
They are.
And they
are siding with the illegals.
Let's get to the question. The real question is simply this. I don't know how to make it any more direct. An illegal alien from Nicaragua grabbed a woman on the north side last week. Bashed her head into the sidewalk, knocked her unconscious, and raped her. If that had been your wife, Stacy.
Okay, all right, we're not going to answer it. Thank you. Thanks,
man. Okay, so what I want you to get is the lay of the land. I want you to understand what's going on here. This is the said Mayor Brandon Johnson, who, again, was not voted in by the people. I wish people would learn that lesson. They're not being voted in. They're being installed, and then the mainstream media that you don't believe in is telling you that they were voted in. Nonsense. Okay? Nonsense. We just had Dr. Douglas Frank on. He told you it's nonsense. Okay? They're installed to subvert and destabilize. That's what they're doing. Well, Brandon Johnson here, he's committed the act of treason, just like Pritzker in Illinois. And he's doubling down. And what he's doing is he's defending the crimes of the illegals that the illegals have committed against the people of Illinois. So this reporter doing his job, he's one of those independent reporters that you can trust, friends, because he's seeking about to bring the resolve. He's calling out the corruption for what it is, Luke 3:19, just like any faithful preacher should be doing today, right? What's interesting is he's calling them out and saying, well, listen, an illegal came into our country that you allured in, which is the act of treason. Nobody's talking about that, okay? But that's what they should be talking about. And this guy right here should be hung publicly. That's not a joke. That's a fact. That is the consequence for treason is death. Read federal status. Read the federal stats. Treason is punishable by death, but somehow or another, the American people are amused by what's going on when it comes to their neighbors that are being raped by the illegals that are being allured in by the said mayors of their cities. And then they sit back and act as if they're put into place because the people of Chicago actually put them in there. So what did this reporter do? He said, what would you have done if this was your wife? This illegal comes in, he takes your wife, he knocks her head up against a curb, knocks her unconscious, and then rapes her on the streets. And then what happens? His little team, they shut down the Q&A. They shut down the questions because it's not a softball. Okay? What does he do? What does this said mayor do? This reporter said what he was doing. You're there for the illegals more than you are there for the people. And people in Chicago are up in arms what's going on. Apparently, it hasn't gone far enough because this is what precipitates civil war. And that's exactly what the bad guys want, is civil war. And they've been working at this for a long time, and they see the apathy again and the tolerance, the accomplices, the American people, that it let it go and they let it go and they let it go until it affects them. And then all of a sudden, everybody else needs to get serious about what they didn't want to get serious about when it, what it applied to somebody else rather than themselves, which shows you how little care they had for their neighbors in the first place. So the question I would ask is, where's the love? Right? America, this is a mayor defending the illegals in the crimes that they're committing. Did you know that according to statute, state statute, and federal law, the crimes that the illegals commit that they've allured in, did you know that this Brandon Johnson is accountable for the crimes that he's committed? Folks, it's to be laid to his feet. He's responsible for the crimes committed by that illegal. Why is nobody talking about judgment? I did a show 2 days ago. I said, what's missing here? You know what was missing, friends? All of these outlets kept reaching around their backside to scratch their elbow, circumventing the obvious as what needs to be done. Now the mainstream media concerning this fraud. And then before you know it, now they have questions being thrown to the ones that are committing treason against the people concerning this fraud. And now what they're doing is they're trying to defend themselves against the people they're supposed to be serving in defense of the illegals that are committing crimes against them. What defines treason if that's not treason? I'm just curious. And don't you dare sit and complain about it if you're not doing something about it. Because I've said this a million times, they don't have the right to do the wrong thing. And here's another thing for you Americans. How is it that you sit and you say that you show respect to those veterans that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very people in other countries that you're now tolerating in the offices that they're now occupying in the United States of America? How is it that they fought, bled, and died fighting against them, but now somehow or another, you're supposed to just succumb to them? You're supposed to subjugate yourself to them? That's pretty shameful, isn't it? Here, let me show you another video of this guy, this treasonous individual, and I want to show you something right after that just to show you again what it is that the American people are, in fact, tolerating. This Brandon Johnson is no more voted in by the people than Tim Walz is, no more than Jacob Frey is, no more than Keith Ellison, no more than Ilhan Omar, no more than Zohrami Mamdani. They don't have, first of all, friends, they don't have the numbers. They don't have the numbers. But again, you don't want to listen to what I tell you when I tell you they're using the Saul Alinsky tactic. The media is trying to get you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there is of you, when in fact the opposite is true. That's how they're browbeating you into submission. Let's watch this next one. Same mayor, but this guy, this independent journalist goes after him, and listen carefully.
So the attack on Bethany McGee, you think she deserved that?
To understand the battle you're about to see, you have to know about Bethany McGee, the woman who was started on fire on a train while minding her own business by a man arrested over 70 times.
70 times.
People have reached out.
Do you think, friends, the man that set this young girl on fire in that train, who was arrested over 70 times, do you think common sense comes into play? But I know you've been taught in the pulpits of America today that somehow or another, that's the mercy of God. No, the mercy of God is that you deal with him accordingly to his crimes, according to God's statutes. He was arrested 70 times, and the judges over 70 times released him. For every judge that released him for his reoccurring crime should be impeached and prosecuted for what? Not sitting during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. Okay.
So the attack on Bethany McGee, you think she deserved that?
To understand the battle you're about to see, you have to know about Bethany McGee, the woman who was started on fire on a train while minding her own business by a man arrested over 70 times.
70
Hundreds of thousands
times.
Of people have reached out to me expressing outrage at your cold, heartless response to Bethany McGee's, the vicious attack on her, calling it an isolated incident. When a young woman is set on fire on Chicago's public transportation, that coupled with your statement that it's a sickness to incarcerate people, violent repeat offenders who, quote, in your own words, look like you. People find that absolutely outrageous. And I've had many black and brown people reach out to me and say that had it been someone that you care about, had it been someone that you love, you would have been outraged by that attack. What do you say to those people, Mr. Mayor?
Well, first of all, what I've said from the very beginning is that this was a tragedy, and this woman is fighting for her life. And as I've said repeatedly from a question that was raised earlier, that this, you know...
These crimes are being committed against innocent people in America by your said representatives, people. They're the ones committing treason by alluring these criminals in that are attacking Americans. Who do you think needs to be held accountable?
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount." The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
All right, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You ready for this? So that was the mayor from Chicago. Okay. You know, Pritzker is as much of a devil as the rest of them, right? But a lot of people didn't know this, and I'm going to highlight this again. You know, all y'all know who Rod Blagojevich is, right? He was incarcerated back in 2011 for 14 felonies. Donald Trump granted him clemency, just like he did the a former president of, it wasn't Nicaragua, but a former president just over the last couple of days who was trafficking over 400 tons of cocaine into America. Donald Trump just granted him clemency. Folks, you got to pay attention to what's going on. Okay, you know what? I just seen this. Speaking of that, some people, this is probably going to shock them. but I think it should shock you into understanding what Bradley Dean is, and the reason that I'm constantly highlighting the fact that Americans need justice. And it was a video by Pritzker and his responsibility and what he did during the pandemic in releasing, just like Gavin Newsom, just like Barack Hussein Obama and others, where they were releasing literally thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands, friends, of criminals back onto the street. I want you to hear this. I just was talking about, and I want you to hear
this. Sanctuary policies in the state of Illinois, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, saying that Governor Pritzker has overseen the release of more than 1,700 dangerous criminal illegal aliens since the 20th of January, including murderers, pedophiles, and kidnappers, sending them back into neighborhoods and putting American lives at risk.
Now, are you telling me that that's happening inadvertently? Or are you telling me that they just don't know what they're doing? That would be inadvertently. Or do you think that they're just doing this because they're good guys? Why would they release, on top of the illegals coming into America, outside of Scripture, where I can go there and show you this is the Lord behind this, why is it that Pritzker's releasing over 1,700 criminals from jail, murderers, those that are guilty of assault, felonies, sexual predators, pedophiles? If this isn't purposed, I'm here to tell you that what's going on here is purposed, and it's coming from your said representatives. This isn't happening by chance. Are you willing to hear that now, Americans? And does it apply to all of them? No. No, it doesn't. I praise God for the good people that are on the bench. I praise God for the good police. I praise God for the good attorneys and so on and so forth. And representatives, I praise God for them. That's the mercy of God on the behalf of the people that are actually trying to do their best to bring about a reformation, not a revolution. And I praise God for all of them. I really do. But I want to go back and I want to show you something just to show you how tolerant the American people are. You all know who Rod Blagojevich is, right? He was convicted of 14 felonies as a governor. You guys all know who George Ryan is? He was the governor who was convicted in 2006 of crimes committed against the people of Illinois. Do you guys all know who Daniel Walker is? 1973 to 1977. He pleaded guilty in 1978 for crimes committed against the people. He was a former governor too. And then you have Otto Kerner, 1961 to 1963. And then he was convicted when he was out of office. That's when they liked to do it. He was convicted in 1973. He was a former governor as well. They all ended up in prison from that state. You ready for that? And I probably weren't, but you're really not going to be ready for what I play for you next concerning that state of Illinois. And again, it's not just Illinois. What I'm highlighting right now is the false notion and understanding of the word mercy. Those that observe lying vanities, the scripture tells us, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. This is not mercy. This is stupidity. Listen to this, friends. This is an individual who did his homework on the said representatives. He's going to talk about the Democrats. The Republicans are just as bad. They're a bunch of scoundrels. They're involved with politics because it's a lucrative business to see what that they can get away with, how they become wealthy by stealing the people's money. You know how this goes, friends. You know how this goes. But listen to this.
Years. The feds have been indicting an average of one Chicago politician Democrat per week. They've indicted and convicted about 2,000 of them. And there's a reason.
Can you repeat that? That a Democrat gets indicted on average once a week out of Chicago? Democrat politician?
Well, indicted and convicted.
Oh, my God.
One per week in Chicago alone are being federally indicted and charged, convicted for their crimes committed against the people. I said one per week. One per week. Now, these dummies, and they are dummies, they're looking at, look at those stupid Democrats. No, wait a second. Look at those stupid Republicans. acting just as stupid as those Democrats. And why do I say that? Because neither one of them exist. Even if you go to the paradigm, this false notion that there's a right and a left in this country, and I've said this a million times too, get it in your heart. These dummies are sitting there with a smile laughing about all of the corruption that they have tolerated during the criminal tenures of those that are being convicted on a weekly basis in Chicago. Somehow or another, that doesn't apply to these idiots. That's what they are. They're stupid people. That means dull and insensible. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. No, what you're seeing here, friends, and a side of his point, is these guys are laughing at the fact that what they call the Democrats, the bad guys, look at how they're getting theirs. Isn't that a fruit of you guys? Isn't this a sign of how ignorant you become to actually believe that there's a right and a left in this country when in fact we're ruled by law, which applies to both? You know, it's one of the things that I said to my some people yesterday. You know, it's like when the Republicans are in party, they're under this notion that somehow or another they're a government unto themselves. No, they're not. They can do whatever they want when they're in their criminal tenure. No, they're not. No, they can't. No more than what they call the Democrats. No, they can't. No, they're not, because it doesn't exist. Both sides are wrong in this uniparty system. When you apply the law, that brings about justice to all, not some. Did you hear what I said? And it's applied to all that break the law. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. If you have a good guy in office and he finds out that one of his administrators or someone that may be on his administration is committing a crime and he rids himself of that and makes it public, that's a good man. And it shows you that he's impartial, because we're not supposed to be partial in judgment. Because the Lord isn't. I have a lady justice right in front of me, and it's interesting. She has these scales in her hand. She has a sword down in the ground, and she has a blindfold on. It's according to law and the transgression of law and state statute according to that law, which is premised on God's law, common law, that's to be executed against any and all, regardless of whose unconstitutional party system they're a part of, that are to be convicted for their crimes. When America sees it the Lord's way and the founder's way, I'll tell you what, then we're going to begin to understand how this all works. It's justice, America. That is the heart of God. James Madison, let me remind you, the father of our Constitution, said that justice is the end of our government. And justice is the thing that is completely outside of the minds of the people right now. Here, I wanted to show you this, and hopefully I have enough time. Governor Walz, under 60 open investigations. He's under some federal probe right now, which are the foxes guarding the chicken coop. I want to lay something to your candor, and I want you to listen to me carefully, and I hope I'm saying this clear enough for people to understand my heart. Folks, the statistics that we're getting from this fraud are coming from the FBI. How did they have the statistics? And having those statistics, one question that needs to be begged by all is, why is it that they're offering up statistics, but they're not bringing these people to account for their crimes? It's because they're protecting them in their crimes. They're not there protecting the small guy from the big guy. They're protecting the big guy, say they, concerning their crimes being committed against the little guy, me and you, us peasants. But look at this. Is Tim Walz afraid of what's going on? No. A federal probe widens. Governor Walz tells Seattle crowd, listen carefully, listen carefully. Governor Walz installed CIA plant. Governor Walz tells Seattle crowd he'll welcome more Somalians. Keith Ellison's doing the same thing. Ilhan Omar's saying the same thing. Americans, you need justice. Lawful justice. We need to bring these people to account for their crimes against us, because to do otherwise is to only ask for more injustice. And quite frankly, I know we're all tired of it. And until we do this, friends, nothing's going to change. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.